You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. We could see some relief from the heat this afternoon as a cold front moves through. There's no warning or alert today, but it'll still be hot through most of the day. Heat index values may still make it feel like it's 100 before that front brings thunderstorms and clouds. The weather change should keep temperatures and humidity from getting as extreme as yesterday. We'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. A group of Democratic lawmakers, some from Milwaukee, are pushing a petition that demands a strong policy commitment from any 2026 governor candidate. The move, led by Milwaukee Senator Chris Larson, comes as Governor Tony Evers faces criticism and decides if he'll try for a third term. Lawmakers from Milwaukee, including Supervisor Ryan Clancy, have joined Larson in calling for clear priorities from the next leader. Moore wants fewer deported. Congresswoman Gwen Moore is urging the government to stop deporting immigrants who are applying for T or U visas. Those protect victims of trafficking and crimes. The call comes after Milwaukee teacher's aide Yesenia Ruano was forced to self-deport with her U.S.-born daughters. She had a T visa application underway. Congresswoman Moore says the deportation policy harms immigrant families and communities and makes it harder for law enforcement to prosecute criminals. Governor Tony Evers kicked off the new child care bridge payment program this week. Melissa Kay has more.
Child Care Counts was the federally funded program that started during the pandemic. It gave payments directly to child care providers. It expired at the end of June, and what to do next was one of the biggest sticking points during state budget negotiations. Up to a quarter of owners said they'd have to close without Child Care Counts. The industry is at a crossroads. Operating costs are high, but staff pay and profit margins are low, all while costs are high for many families. Governor Tony Evers said he wouldn't sign a budget without help for providers, and Republicans, at first, said they didn't want to pay providers directly. Eventually, they came up with a compromise in the Child Care Bridge Payment Program. That compromise starts this week as providers begin applying for support payments. The program will disperse $110 million to Wisconsin child care providers over the next year.
The auction for the boat Deep Thought is off to a slow start. The notorious vessel, abandoned and left vandalized on Milwaukee's lakeshore, is at auction. It went up Monday. After 2 days of bidding, the price has only risen from $1,000 to $1,100. The county is trying to recover $20,000 in removal costs after spending $50,000 to get the boat out of the lake. The auction runs through August 5th. Pewaukee is the place to donate platelets today. The Red Cross and the State Fair are teaming up to encourage more blood donations by giving free fair tickets to donors. People who donate blood or platelets can pick up their free general admission ticket when they donate. There's an event today at the Ingleside Hotel in Pewaukee where you can donate and get the tickets. There's another event next Wednesday at the Tosa Public Library. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
The Brewers coming home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, a good West Coast trip for the Brewers, winning five of their six games. Yesterday, 17 hits in a 10-2 victory over the Mariners. Bryce Turang went 3 out of 5 with 3 runs batted in. Manager Pat Murphy.
Turang, you know, responded with some hits, and a lot of good performances. Ortiz, really good, played good defense, relentless, kind of stayed with it, scored in a bunch of different innings. That's what it takes.
The Brewers at home tomorrow night against the Marlins. NFL, the Packers training camp underway. The players getting their first look at their new state-of-the-art locker room.
Oh, man, I was amazed. Obviously, we, you know, knew all throughout OTAs that they've been building this new locker room and putting a lot of work into it. This is completely different than, obviously, the locker room we were in before, and it's very cool. So very high tech. You know, everything's very nice in here. So we're definitely blessed to be in here.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The music industry is mourning the death of Ozzy Osbourne. Tributes from fellow musicians, including his former band Black Sabbath, the band Osbourne helped found but was also asked to leave due to substance abuse issues in 1979. Osbourne later joined the band for reunion tours about 10 years ago, and they played together just a few weeks ago, which was Osbourne's final show. Ozzy passed away Tuesday at the age of 76 after struggling with health issues for years. More music news, Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham are obviously up to something. Last week, they both posted on Instagram the lyrics to the song Frozen Love, with Nicks posting "And If You Go Forward" and Buckingham finishing the lyric "I'll Meet You There." Speculation, according to Yahoo Entertainment, is that they are re-releasing Buckingham Nicks, their album from 1973, a prior work to them joining Fleetwood Mac. More rumors have been fueled now that a billboard is up on Sunset Boulevard near the studio where the album was recorded. Subtle stuff. Another potential big-time blockbuster hits the big screen this weekend at your local theaters. Fantastic Four: First Steps is the latest mega movie summer release, and reviews are pretty good. The film, which stars Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, and the Bears' Ebon Moss-Bacharach, is currently pulling an 87% certified fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're wondering about the plot, well, I don't want to spoil it, but let's just say there's a lot of superhero-type stuff happening. If you're tired of franchise or superhero films and want a good scare, you have two options this weekend. The first has only one review, and it is negative. It stars Pete Davidson, and the early buzz is, it wouldn't surprise me if the movie poster read, "Don't get your hopes up." The second is called Together, and it is pulling a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Together stars Dave Franco and Alison Brie, and follows the story of a couple who decide to move to the country, which sounds great in real life, but in the movies, it is never a good idea. Let's go to the movies. One of the biggest films of the summer is Lilo and Stitch. The film broke a record with a Memorial Day opening of $183 million at the box office. It made over $4 million domestically and $1 billion worldwide. The film is now available to stream on Amazon Prime. You can purchase the film for $30 or rent it for $25. That's how they get you. Lilo and Stitch is certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes with audience scores in the 90%. Fun for the whole family. It's been said that imitation is the highest form of flattery. We'll see if Elon Musk is flattered now that Luca Guadagnino has reportedly found an actor to play Musk in his new film Artificial. According to Variety, actor Ike Barinholtz, star of Apple TV's The Studio, will play the former Trump chump in the film, which has been called a comedic drama set in the world of artificial intelligence. Amazon MGM is the studio behind the project, which is still in development. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today with scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high near 90. It is going to be humid, and that's going to take the heat index into the upper 90s here later today. Tonight, scattered showers, thundershowers, 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, scattered thunderstorms with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.